Can we have your name, please?
Anthony J. Bertetta.
Anthony, a farmer has developed a mutant apple. The apple has a growth coming from under itself that looks very similar to a human foot. This growth gives it mobility and it can move over the land. Do you think it's right to tamper with nature in this manner?
Well, this is another Frankenstein thing.
Why? Why do you say Frankenstein?
Well, I like that picture of Frankenstein here. You built a human body and destructive, and that's what I personally think we shouldn't fool with such things like that.
Why?
People would stop just to see them. I mean, it'd be something different to see an apple walk.
Well, would you eat it?
No, I don't think I would eat it.
Why?
Because you don't know what it is.
It's an apple with a foot, right?
Well, you can say it's an apple, but maybe in my mind I would think it would be something else.
Why?
Well, that's funny. You very suddenly see an apple with legs, though.
Don't you think you might cut the foot off and eat it?
Well, I mean, if I was desperate enough and hungry enough, you probably would. We eat the apple.
After cutting the foot off?
After cutting the foot off. It'll be just like the corn.
Part of this project is the apples can grow here in this part of the state, but they can't ripen. They have to move to another area of the United States to actually ripen and to be ready to be put out on the market. Herds of them will be traveling across the country. Would you be interested actually to go along on this trip, more or less herding the foot apples?
As a shepherd to the apples?
No, I don't think I would. I just can't see herding a bunch of, walking apples. I just couldn't see it.
If you did, however, agree to actually shepherd the apples, how would you keep them in line?
How would you keep them in line? Just like any, like sheep or any cattle, it would be the same procedure.
If they started, let's say at one point they got out of hand, would you, if you were accompanying them on this trip, use a whip and snap it over the heads?
If you whipped an apple, you probably would destroy them. So I can't see them ahead. You'd probably break the apple. How would they be able to go back in line? So I don't know. I guess you can pick them up and put them right back in line. That'd be about the best, because they wouldn't weigh too much.
If thousands of people in the path of this migration, people who had never seen these foot apples before, suddenly the apples appeared walking into their hometown, and people fled by the thousands to get out of the path of this herd, would you be in favor of destroying the apples?
Oh, yeah, naturally, sure.
Would you perhaps direct the herd toward the sea to destroy them? In other words, would you start whipping them toward the sea so the little feet would...
Well, it depends how far away the sea or the ocean might be.
At the same time, if you led them to the ocean or to some cliff, let's say, they just run off the cliff, right?
Would they, though? Yeah, they might just hang there. I mean, it depends what kind of feet. They have feet like birds. They can stay on the cliff, couldn't they?
Do you think if they went in the water, they'd try and swim?
They should be able to swim. I mean, you figure an apple can float, and I see why they would never know with their feet what they can... They'll be able to swim.
And is there any possibility then of one of these herds actually swimming to an island and then establishing a community?
Right there, sure. And then they'll establish a community right there.
Who would?
The apples.
Can we explain something to you? There are no apples with feet.
Oh.
That's a joke.
That would be pretty good, though. Apples with the feet on.
Take you home, marry you. scratching everywhere, and I'm looking, I'm looking.
On Huntley Radio,
the world's most controversial radio program,
devoted to the one topic that's on everyone's mind:
knitting. Join host Ben Frack for Fiber Nation,
a no-holds-barred radio cage match
that's all about knitting
and only knitting.
Fiber Nation.
Yeah, I disagree with what you said earlier about a stocking stitch. Mm-hmm. I think it's a much more versatile stitch than a moss stitch.
Versatile? You literally have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, with a stocking stitch, if you try to execute a pass-through on alternate rows, it allows
alternate
you to...
Alternate rows? Whoa. Now you're just talking nonsense. You have no idea.
No, just hear me out on
now
this one.
Now stick a needle in it. Get off the line.
Fiber Nation.
Yeah, why do you always give merino wool such a hard time?
Why? Because it's an inferior... your wool, that's why. Why would you bother with merino when you can get Shetland?
Oh, Shetland isn't nearly as strong, and it's way too expensive for everyday use.
Oh, the Icelandic wool is better than merino. So is hemp, for crying out loud.
Oh, you're insane.
I'm insane. Stick a needle in it.
Why don't you stick a needle in it?
Get off the line. This is Ben Frack, the host of Fiber Nation. You think you know knitting? I think not. Once you call the show sometime, take your best shot.
There's no other radio program like Fiber Nation.
And if you're a knitter,
you can't afford to miss it.
Get off the line.
Fiber Nation.
America's most intense six-hour radio thrill ride.
And the only show of its kind devoted to knitting
is right here.
Overnights on Huntley Radio.
Stick a needle in it.
It's Side B of the Sunday Night Club here on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. Doc Julin with you. Started off Side B with the original Street Pranksters. Cerebral, bizarre, funny, coil and sharp. That bit was called Foot Apple, about mutant apples that have grown feet and can walk across the land. Foot Apple. Cleverly followed that with Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, a 1967 record by Jay and the Techniques. And it was Hobbies by Jenny Moss, a production of Joe Meek, a legendary British producer who sort of walked that thin line between oddball and visionary. Jenny Moss with Hobbies. Looking for a Love was Bobby Womack from 1974. Now we're heading into the home stretch. We just got here, but we're already heading into the home stretch. We're going to have a little set here from rockers who go vaguely classical. And we're going to go homegrown first. Power pop maestro Phil Angotti and his tune Psychedelic Sunday on the Sunday Night Club.
Psychedelic Sunday. have a hazy laugh. Won't you sit with me psychedelically? Walk through the village green, drive a submarine. Won't you walk with me psychedelically? And I know you'll be here someday. Psychedelic Sunday.
Ashes, the rain's turning colder, finding tomorrow. shops on the main street. He's dressed for effect, but his eyes reveal his real erect. He's all alone, don't ask me why. This kid from Brooklyn cries. And they're both just a mile apart, just streets away from a kindred heart. And they might as well be an ocean between them.
That's Brooklyn Kids from Pete Townsend from his Scoop album number 2, a highly recommended series of records by Pete, demos and unreleased things. Before that, it was Pete's personal friend, Joe Walsh, from his James Gang days, Ashes, The Rain, and I. And we started off with Phil Angotti, local legend, his song Psychedelic Sunday. The Sunday Nightclub, speaking of Sunday, it's over now. We did a solid hour of work here. Now it's time to rest up and get ready for the next show. Thanks for joining me. I had a good time. I'll see you in 7 days. I look forward to talking into your ear again.